Good morning. It's Monday, April 22nd, and that means two things. I'm still really tired from like 4 days ago. How about you? It's also time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Tech and the Linta. This is a linear pendant from Keystone, obviously. It's elegant, it's modern, and it's so goddamn versatile. It lights up, it lights down, it connects in an X or a T or an L, and it changes power levels, it changes color levels, all on switches. It's great. And you know what else is convenient? You can click a link in the description and just see the product more. You can buy that product. I would really like that. But let's get into the news. The U.S. Department of Energy has set yet another general use lamp benchmark, which is to say that as of July 2028, lamps will have to hit 120 lumens per watt. That's the nail in the coffin for the CFL, as a number of other products. Keep that in mind. LSI has bought EMI for $50 million. GMES has bought ION, no details on that, for the Springfield distributor. Prysmian has bought Encore Wire, that was at $2.90 per share. Cree Lighting may or may not open a factory in Iraq. The chief of staff of Cree met with a number of Iraqi officials. They can't say why. We have some ownership changes at Highland with CEO Robert DeLeo and President John DeLeo Jr. buying a majority stake in the company from John DeLeo Sr. LSI has reported on inducement grants, which is to say that Senior VP Michael Romano has declared his new stock option package per NASDAQ rules. GRE Alpha has partnered with Japan Display on a new deal for LCDs. William George appeared on Get a Grip on Lighting to talk about contrast and lighting design. WCI, the lighting brand of WCE, has a new look. You should check it out. R. Stahl has issued their annual sales report with 330 million euros for the year. Engo Planet is opening a new facility. They do solar lighting. They are selling that in Houston, Texas now. AMS Osram is back into the automotive market, but inside the car, with a deal with Dominant Optotech for interior micro LEDs. My Electric Repair has launched a DIY electrical platform. These are beginner guides if you need them. In legal news, Foss has settled with Signify. That deal came down to $1.4 million to settle a dispute over license fees. And Maine, the state, has sued Bayer, the owner of Monsanto, over propagating PCBs past the point of the understanding that PCBs were not good for anybody. In rep agency updates, Genlight will be repping Signify in San Diego. Schaefer will be repping Keystone in eastern Missouri and southern Illinois. And Universal Science will be repping LumiLEDs in Italy. In event news, we have registration open for ArcLight. That'll happen in September. We have the IALD publishing their schedule for the EU. Peruse that as you would. The CEAG has announced their inaugural expo and conference. That's in North Carolina at the end of August. You can meet in Moncton. That is the Mechanical, Electrical, Electronic, and Tech Show in New Brunswick. The DLC Control Summit is open for registration. That's in October in Milwaukee. And ASDA, the Dark Sky Group for Australia, New Zealand, and a number of Pacific Islands will be holding a symposium on light pollution reduction in September in Melbourne, Australia. In IoT news, the FCC has finalized the look of their cybersecurity labeling. That trust mark will be on products soon. The DALI Alliance has launched test and cert specs for DALI Plus, which is to say, we'll have a label for thread compatibility on products soon. The LCA has updated their rebates course. That Education Express platform is now reflecting the current environment. Resideo has bought Snap One for about $1 billion. Talc has expanded their controls for outdoor lighting with version 2.6, adding commands for coloring and more. Matter is going to begin certifying air purifiers, specifically the smart HEPA variety. Acuity is connecting emergency lighting with new options for small and large spaces. And Apple has finally come on board with Oregon's right to repair rules, which is to say, used parts will be able to be used. In R&D, IQS and Inoptics has deployed new lenses. These are lighter, glare-reducing covers that maintain the same amount of distribution. On the darkness side of things, we have Rail Lighting launching new light pollution-reducing luminaires. We have triple fins, a type of fish, as the canary in the coal mine of Coastal Allen. We have Allen changing the behavior of mice. We have blue light increasing bird-building collisions, and ornithologists reviving their semi-annual lighting complaints. We have 3/4 of Americans admitting they don't sleep well. Hey, maybe that's related to blue light. We have a groundbreaking ceremony at the International Dark Sky Discovery Center in Arizona. We have a pause on new lighting in Hutchinson, Florida. We have Louisiana Wildlife reviving their Lights Out campaign. We have Rothney Astrophysical Observatory in Alberta working on light pollution from the suburbs of Calgary. We have Oceanside, California, expanding their lighting bylaws to apply to single-family homes. Sedbergh, UK, is working on their lighting bylaws to improve them. And we have a proposed 1,000-foot billboard in OKC, OK, being subject to protest, because that seems really big to me. In the horticultural side of things, we have Nature's Miracle merging with AgriFi. That deal is probably worth $6 million. UFlorida is expanding their indoor farm research. The Center for Horticultural Innovation will be working on strawberries. MSU is opening a new dairy and greenhouse research facilities. ProLab is testing dimming for micropropagation. We have edible flowers trending in the Ukraine, and we have a new hydroponic greenhouse going up in Saudi Arabia. In sports news, Helles Construction is expanding with a new business in the Caribbean to install lighting for cricket venues ahead of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In recommended reading, all this on nail.org. You'll have How Many Studies Does It Take to Change a Light Bulb, Part 3 and Part 4. We have lighting for ambulatory care spaces. We have funds for cannabis grow ops dropping. We have changing street names to change safety, even without changing lighting. We have a case study of renovating a call center in Quebec. We have a case study of renovating a high school in Quebec. We have the question of whether or not your warehouse is boring. We have the answer to what matters in the Pulse of Lighting report. We have a discussion of what Chinese LEDs are doing outside the US. We have asking for sustainable lighting design and what that means. The best practices for residential lighting. We have the best passive design for your retrofit. We have a renovation of dead malls. We have more uses for track lighting. We have IoT in schools. We have cleaning your fixtures. I mean, physically wiping them down. We have what your mind is like after midnight. We have a connected lighting supply chain report from Inventronics. And we have what astrotourism is doing to travel. In local news, the Bukowski Bridge in Shreveport will let newly minted lighting designers light the bridge in honor of a nonprofit of their choice. We have Alabama announcing new efficiency grants. We have Memphis, Tennessee announcing security grants for businesses. We have Atlanta, Georgia celebrating their 10,000th new lamp. We have T-Mobile and the governor of Louisiana announcing a 5G program. We have new lighting projects in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We have 300 lamps that don't work in Maryland. We have San Antonio mandating more exterior lighting for businesses that are open very late. We have not quite half a million in funds for BB Arkansas schools. We have Oakland, California being hit by copper thieves. We have Granite, Utah being able to deploy UVC for disinfection in their schools. We have Langford, BC adding more lighting to their schools. We have Northampton, Massachusetts adding lighting to their railway underpasses. We have the Pennsylvania DOT announcing their summer retrofit plans. We have Jenkinsburg, Georgia not being able to pay for lighting at a roundabout. We have Euclid, Ohio planning their retrofits of public buildings. We have Vancouver Island planning their retrofit funds for BC community centers. And we have Queen Creek, Arizona adding lighting to pedestrian and bike lanes. Internationally, Signify will be providing lighting to 60 East Indian villages. We have the EU providing new efficient lighting as part of reconstruction funds to the Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine, it's just Ukraine, I'm sorry. And the Mexican Energy Commission is planning new energy initiatives. In People News, Professor Sachin Panda has been named to the AAAS Fellowship for 2023. Dan Roser has joined Shatter Shield as a regional sales manager. WAC has named one of their offices after the late Leonard M. Schwartz. Carolina Handling has picked Joe Perkins as their COO. PG Enlightened has named Tom Benton as a principal. Irene Mazet is a sustainability lead at Stone. Sean Hawkins is now a president at Rexel. We have two new VPs at From. We have two new VPs at Zaffirano. And you can make something out of 1200 LED tape lights, or you can make a guitar strap that feels a bit cyberpunk. I have been Scott Wachter. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the network. Check out the Lighting Controls podcast. Check out Get a Grip on Lighting. Check out Restoring Darkness. Hey, I'm on there too. Otherwise, have a great week and enjoy the music.
The world I want to live in, talk to us. It tells me that